All right. Well, we've got Valerie White in the house. Like I said, she's originally from Chicago, and she started in the hospitality industry in 2010. And she just recently relocated to Atlanta. And I would like to welcome you to the show and to Atlanta,
Thank you.
Valerie.
Thank you.
How do you like it so far?
I'm loving it. It's
Yeah.
different,
A little
but
warmer,
definitely. I
huh?
know Chicago just received a blizzard, about 6 to 8 inches of snow on
Oh,
Friday.
wow. Don't you miss
Not
that?
at all.
Is that where you're from originally?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, Atlanta is a lot different than Chicago.
Amen. A lot warmer.
Amen. Yeah, I don't think I could make it in Chicago.
Not for any
My
length of
it's not
time.
that bad.
No.
No.
You get thick skin and thick blood.
You
I know
better.
I get cold.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right, just invest in a good jacket
Good
on.
jacket, warm clothing, right?
What is it,
Right.
Michigan Avenue, where everybody
Yes.
shops?
And State Street.
And State
All the
Street.
wonderful stores, all of them.
That's all I
Have you ever been
remember.
there?
I
You've
have
been
been to
there.
Chicago once on business, and it was freezing, and I went down Michigan Avenue.
Avenue, right? They have great restaurants. I've been there a couple times.
Yes.
The trade shows, that's where all the trade shows
That's right. I was there for the National Restaurant Association conference,
Okay.
I believe.
At McCormick, what was it?
Yeah,
McCormick
McCormick
Place,
Place.
right.
That's right.
So were you in hospitality in Chicago?
Yes.
Oh.
But it was a suburb of Chicago, Matteson.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Hampton Inn and Suites there.
Oh, so they moved you down here, or was that a coincidence?
I relocated with the general manager that was there
Uh-huh.
also, Dolores Brown.
Okay, so she brought you with.
Yes.
You must be good at what you do
I'm
then.
great.
So what does a director of sales do exactly in a hotel?
Well, we pretty much we help book rooms for groups and meeting space. We work with the revenue management team, whether they're in corporate office or if they're actually on property. So we're your go-to people if you want to get a discount on a room
Oh, there you go.
groups.
Boom. That's good to know, right?
That's right.
And we also help promote our hotel and our property. So,
All right. So kind of the marketing
Yes.
come to you to get the party started.
So how do you go out to market to get people to, there's a lot of hotels. How do you get them to stay at the
Well,
Hampton?
I also work with the CVB, Atlanta CVB,
Right. That's a
and
convention or
Convention
visitor.
and Visitors Bureau,
Yes,
right?
and hotel planners and different websites that promote our hotel and kind of help us to get rooms. And those groups that want a discount, they normally go to those websites to book. And that's pretty much, how we do it there. And then I also go out to different businesses and tell them that we're here and newly renovated and help us to get some more business.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the renovations that have been done there.
Well, we completed our renovations in November of 2011. Everything from top to bottom, from our lobby area to our guest rooms, breakfast, fitness center, meeting rooms. So everything is brand new, carpets, bed, everything. And it's very, very nice. Like, you guys should come by and see us because it's really, really nice.
Okay, I'll do that. There's a lot of events that go on near the airport just for the convenience for people flying in and flying out. I know I've been to some down, I can't remember which hotel, but
Probably the Hampton.
probably the Hampton. I'm sure it
I
was, but
hope
they
so.
renovated it and now I can't remember. So, but yeah, I definitely will check that out in case I want to have my own event.
Is there,
Definitely.
I know you have rooms. Do you have a restaurant? Do you have other things
We don't
that?
have a restaurant on site. However, there's Joe's on Sullivan, which is about a block away from us. We normally tell our guests to go there because it is a local restaurant. It's not a chain. So we know a lot of chain restaurants are in everywhere.
Right.
And when you come somewhere, you want to try to eat somewhere that you won't
Local.
get at home.
Right.
So we normally send our guests there and they come back happy, loving it.
There you go. Get some local grub.
Yeah. Now, are you close to the event things that happen here? Like the centers?
Well, we're right next to the airport.
Right.
The closest one center that we are close to is the Georgia Convention Center.
Right.
We're maybe about 5 miles away from there. We're about 3 miles away from the airport. So that's the closest one.
How do they deal with transportation, the people?
Well, from the airport, we do have our complimentary shuttle. So we go there on the hour and on the half hour, and we leave the airport on the 45 and on the 15. Mm-hmm. And so they can.
That's convenient.
Just, yes, it is. Very.
It's a nice amenity.
Mm-hmm.
What and other ones do you have?
Well, we also have free breakfast every morning from 6 to 10.
Is it any good?
Loving. Delicious.
Can't go wrong with a Fruit Loop.
We also have our fitness center. We have our meeting room, of course, and we have high-speed internet throughout the entire hotel, public areas and guest rooms, and it is complimentary.
Wow, that's great. I hate when
You have to pay for internet.
Mm-hmm. That bugs me.
Mm-hmm. You know what bugs me is paying like $16 for a carafe of coffee. So I know they've got me.
And we definitely have complimentary coffee 24 hours.
Man.
And it's delicious.
I'll just go there just for the coffee.
You have to stay with us too.
It's funny. We went to Florida this past summer, and the room we stayed in, this condo, beachside,
right,
it was really nice, but we got caught like one day short. So we drive down there, and I'm looking around there, everything is like booked, and so I'm looking. I came across a Hampton Inn. My kids thought they died and went to heaven at the Hampton Inn. It was funny. They couldn't believe the breakfast, right, and the waffles.
Yes, you get to make your own.
They talked about the Hampton Inn the whole way home. It was so funny.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So what kind of events do you typically accommodate there?
All type of events, from baby showers to company meetings. We are also working on doing wedding events. So I'm teaming up with different wedding venues to try to get them to come and stay with us for their wedding parties. Mm-hmm. Baby showers, I'll do sports teams, tour buses.
Mm-hmm. I would not have guessed that you would have a baby shower at the Hampton.
We, you know, it's okay, but they're great, so baby showers are fine.
Do you do very many seminars, and what is a typical size for someone who
right,
holds
like a business kind of workshop?
Well,
things?
Our meeting room is about 1,000 square feet, so we can hold up to 50 people, theater style, and about 35 classroom. So I normally roughly will get about 20 to maybe 40 people. The minimum was like a interview, and they maybe have 4 people in the meeting room. So,
got it. Mm-hmm. You guys have some pretty good rates?
Yes, great rates. And we're actually going to set a rate up for all of our listeners and employees here for $69 a night, and it is based on availability. All you have to do is call in and ask for the Radio X rate, and you'll get it.
All right. Discount.
Wow, that. Gotta love that.
And right. we also have a discount for LA Fitness and Hertz employees and drivers. So
you have, like, partnerships with some of the businesses?
Yes.
And give them preferred rates?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. I like. I'm trying to make a goal of getting out and about once a quarter, just like go spend the night somewhere, like for quiet time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not that I've done it yet, but
it's a goal.
It's one of my goals.
Mine too. Surprisingly, I don't really stay at too many hotels, but I would love to, so I can just have some quiet and peace of mind.
Yeah. Get a little pampered.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you have any massage people on staff?
You can bring them in.
There you go. Might get me in trouble at home.
Oh, no. We don't want that.
No, don't want that. That's for sure. So I always like to ask the people that are on our show about themselves and kind of what they bring to the party in their business life. And so I was going to ask you what your X factor is. Clearly you have one if they transferred you from Chicago to Atlanta to help out. Mm-hmm. So,
well, me, myself, well, I feel I'm a people person. I love to talk to people, get to know them, know what's going on in the area. So, and I love my work. I love to work. Being young in this industry is great. So I really, really enjoy it. And I feel like I have the job where I could wake up in the morning and be happy that I'm going to work. So,
well, that's a blessing.
It is.
If you love your work, it's like you never work a day in your life.
Right. It's all joy, enjoyable.
That's great. So what kind of hours do you have to normally keep?
My hours, I work all the time, all day. So it can vary between like 45 to maybe 60 hours a week. But it goes by so fast, I forget that, okay, it's time to go.
But if you like book an event there, do you have more added responsibility to make sure that the event is going?
Yes, right? Yes. And the staff there, they're wonderful. So I always make sure everything is together way before the event even comes in. So by the time they come in, they go right to the meeting room and I don't see them again until they're ready to get their bill. And that's it. So wonderful staff there, and they get everything done. So that's a help.
That's critical, right? I'm sure you've been in situations where it doesn't run that smoothly. And when you have a good staff, that makes your life a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And your clients.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you if you have any advice for the listeners who want to achieve extraordinary success.
Go for it. Set goals. And if you have a goal or a dream, don't let anybody stop you. Just go for it, because I know that's what I've done. I just go for it. Don't let anything hold me back.
All right. So, like you said, you're a young lady, and
yes.
So, what are some of your goals for the future? Where do you see yourself?
Well, I know I've always seen myself actually working in Hilton Corporate. Hilton is a wonderful brand, and they take great care of their employees and their guests. And I really see myself being actually in the corporate office. So, hopefully, one day I get there.
So, you're gonna hang out with Paris? Is that what you're saying?
No, not exactly.
What was that show she had? You could be her new best friend.
Yeah.
Now that Nicole Richie's out.
Right. Valerie Whiteson.
What makes the Hilton, what makes you like it so much? What are some examples of ways that they take care of their people?
I don't know. It's just a vibe there. It's like, They want to make sure that their employees are okay, and they care about your feelings. And, you know, especially if you show your activity, your work, and you show that you're actually doing something,
right.
It really makes a difference.
And they notice it.
And they notice
it. And you feel appreciated.
Yes.
That's important.
Yeah.
And we always, and another thing is, the guests there, they're wonderful. Like, a lot of, because we're airport property, we do get a lot of corporate business. But they are all wonderful. They come in and they laugh with us, joke with us, smile, and they just help make your day great. And that's probably another reason why I love my job.
And are they regulars? Like, you see the same people come by?
Most of the time. Right. Most of the time. Especially those that I actually make set up rates with.
Uh-huh.
The certain businesses, they normally would be the ones that will come in more often.
I guess that's probably a big chunk of your business is reoccurring customers off of corporations.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably don't get too many people just kind of walking in off the street.
But that's probably they want to, right? You try to get those.
As much business as we can get.
What is the occupancy rate run down there? Do you have any idea? Do you stay pretty full?
Is it pretty full?
We're actually starting to pick up a lot of business. Uh-huh. I know for a while our property was pretty slow, and I think it may have been because of renovations.
Right.
Because renovations
right.
take
Nobody
some
wants
time.
To hear that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but since I've been there, business has definitely been picking up.
It's probably because of you.
I think so.
Valerie White's in town.
Better
Paris'
quick.
BFF.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show today, Valerie. I really appreciate it. It was interesting to hear about the Hampton Inn.
And thank you.
I didn't even realize they were owned by Hilton. So that was
that was good
piece of knowledge I picked up today. So thank you.
And also, all Hilton properties, you can use your Hilton Honors rewards. So you get you can gain points right. for staying with us, and you get so many points, you get a free stay.
That's great.
And is there a website for the Hampton?
It is. You can make your reservation at www.atlantaairport.hamptonin.com.
Guess what, Georgia? Recycling just got easier thanks to the team at Waste Pro. Whether it's tossing items into your curbside container at home, being environmentally friendly at the workplace, or properly disposing of your recyclables while at local events, Waste Pro can serve all your recycling collection and processing needs. Waste Pro also provides residential and commercial solid waste collection, processing, and disposal. Waste Pro cares for the communities we serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call us in Athens at 706-227-3222 or in Atlanta at 770-777-1447.